This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Atomic Energy Agency confirmed Monday that Iran has surpassed the limit on how much uranium it is allowed to enrich under the 2015 international nuclear deal. Iran announced earlier in the day that it had surpassed the limit with 4.5% enrichment. AP's John Gambrell has more.
That may not sound like a big number, but the reason why the authorities had sought the 3.67% is because it's a low enough number that it can power nuclear power plants and be used for other peaceful purposes, but it doesn't start to edge up towards weapons-grade levels of 90%.
Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% unless it gets help from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed the sanctions after he withdrew the United States from the pact last year. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The rebel leader had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial in The Hague on Thursday. ICC prosecutors say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire, pled not guilty Monday to charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. In an indictment, a federal prosecutor in New York accused Epstein of paying for nude or partially nude massages that were increasingly sexual in nature. The prosecutor said Epstein often paid some of the victims, some of whom as young as 14, to recruit other underage girls that he also then abused. You can find more on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump said Monday he would no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington,